T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And of course, other countries are dealing with this as well. If you went to the UK today for a gallon equivalent, you would be paying $7.71. If you went to France, you'd be paying $8.49. If you went to Canada, you'd be paying over $6 per gallon. If you went to Singapore, you'd be paying over $9 per gallon. This is happening around the world. And President Biden, like all other leaders around the world, are grappling with this for their citizens. And the president is doing everything he can to reduce prices for American families.
Ugh. That whole Jennifer Granholm clip makes me roll my eyes. I keep looking at that and saying, we were doing everything we could to be energy independent to keep the prices down. Then we say, oh, you know, this whole energy independence thing, overrated. And here we are with high gas prices. And now, oh, at least we're not as bad as other countries. You know, when you had it good for as long as we had it good, and then you start going in the direction of bad, and to try to compare it and to say, well, you know, we might have had it good, but we're not as bad as these other countries, is such an insulting thing to do, I think, from Jennifer Granholm. Joining us now is a former U.S. senator. You can find him at the Bipartisan Policy Center. Jim Talent, thank you for coming on to 97.1.
It's a pleasure, as always, although, you know, it's not a pleasure to focus on gas prices.
No.
I'm telling you, it's driving a lot of people into penury. Is what it's doing.
It's a problem.
Yeah. I mean, people retired on a fixed income. You know, it's they can't buy food because, you know, you got to buy energy, got to buy food too. But, and they've adjusted as about as much as they can. And we've got more of this coming. And on top of this, I'm worried about electricity over the summer, brownouts, and that sort of thing. So, I don't know. I don't want to get depressed. Maybe we ought to talk baseball.
I know, but we could talk baseball, which right now is not depressing, but that can change at any time. Let me point out one thing. Weren't you in a documentary about energy independence about 10, 12 years ago?
Documentary. I think I was quoted in that. Yeah. And you look, most countries worry about energy security. Energy is, I try to be careful about defining national security. Generally, I think it's best to define it in terms of kinetic threats, okay, because otherwise the term becomes almost analytically pointless. You know, almost anything can be a threat to the country, right? I mean, the education system can be thought of as a national security issue because we got to produce educated people. But energy security has long been considered part of the national security constellation of issues. And so, you know, you need robust sources of energy, beginning with those that are proven to be the most affordable and the most reliable, which, you know, which means fossil fuels. Mm-hmm. But when you have a president who campaigned on getting rid of fossil fuels, you end up with this kind of a situation. And that's what we got now.
Yeah. Nuclear off the table completely, you think?
Yeah. Look, restarting nuclear after so many decades of dumping all over it would be difficult. It's a longer term project, but it's something we ought to do. And the technology has changed. So there's smaller modular, you know, reactors. So I think some real innovative policy that was pushed from the top with some degree of bipartisan consensus, might produce nuclear, which does hold a lot of promise. I mean, we know in Missouri, because this is where we get so much of our electricity, we know it works. And if you're worried about climate change, okay, nuclear doesn't produce any greenhouse gases, right? Because you power the turbines with the steam. So that's a potential source. Hydro is good, but it's limited. What we're not going to be able to do is rely on wind or solar. That's just not feasible. You know, the Germans tried that, and they really tried it. They went all in. Okay, now they're buying more coal.
Right.
What they don't get from Vladimir Putin. So that experiment's been tried. It's failed. It's failing here. I bought gas this week, and so I'm on a rant.
I know. You probably saw a sticker at the gas pump, too. They're all over the place. Fox 2 did a story about that.
Yeah.
Everywhere you stop, you see them. Yeah.
Truth in it.
I wanted to bring up that President Biden, it's kind of an interesting dynamic here. So you can go in front of a podium and, of course, not ask or answer any questions from the press, but he'll go to a podium and talk about the greed of these oil companies and how they got to cut back and they're taking these profits. And really, this is, partially the oil company's fault, but it's really Putin's fault. But oil companies, you need to be put in check. And then invites them to the White House for a meeting with the Secretary Granholm. And then apparently he's skipping this meeting. So do you think it's a good look for the president of the United States to stay out of talks with the oil companies right now?
Well, no, but what's the alternative? In other words, if he goes into the meeting, this is something the White House staff has to consider with everything, which is, no, it doesn't look good if he's not there. But what's he going to say if he is? Right. And it could just blow up the whole meeting because they never know what he's going to say. So they're kind of behind the eight ball, aren't they?
Right.
I don't know why he needs to, invite them, just get on the phone and they've told him what the problem is. It's first of all, the policies he has, which have directly impaired and deliberately production, beginning with canceling the Keystone pipeline, but also, they're holding up leases and permits and the rest of it. The second thing is, if you're in an industry and the government's basically announcing it's going to end your industry, how much investment are people going to make in new production and expansion of the industry? I mean, you're nuts if you do that. Would you put your money into something that the government has sworn it's going to eliminate? No.
It's tough. Well, because then you're rolling the dice that someone else will be in office and reverse
somebody
it. But that's a huge.
No.
That's
money can go someplace else. And that's what's happening. And then they have the supply chain issues that are affecting everything. So they can't get pipe. They can't, there's a whole lot of things they need to drill for oil that they can't get. And we've got the ports all clogged up. And, Buttigieg is he took time off earlier in the year. I mean, I get it if you have a little kid at home. But, when you're in the cabinet and you got a crisis, you got to go to work.
Right.
If you don't like that, that's fine. Get out of the cabinet.
Yeah. Jim Talent, former U.S. senator. Yeah, with the whole Buttigieg thing, the two things that were really fascinating with that. First thing that was fascinating, he was off the job for a month before anyone noticed. Come on now. Are you kidding me? At the rate that the ranking that you have inside of that administration. The other thing I thought was it'd be an interesting constitutional question. He ran for president of the United States. Let's say hypothetically he won. Could the president take parental leave for 3 months if he wanted to? Could that even be a thing in the future? I don't know. That made me wonder that.
I think they'd have a little bit of a problem. I don't think the 25th Amendment was designed for that. I mean, you got to be able to manage when you're in a position like that. You have to be able to manage your personal affairs in a way that allows you to tend to the public business. I mean, you just do because there's too many people depending on what you do. And so, yeah, that's a problem. But just everything has gone south in energy. And I'm worried about brownouts this summer as the heat comes up and people need electricity. So that's another thing I'm afraid we're going to experience.
Yikes. Let's look at the inflation issue that we're running into right now. That's another big topic that everyone's looking at. And the Biden administration says it's not a foregone conclusion that we go into recession. What do you think about that? Because to me, it feels like we're there.
Yeah, well, when the head of the Fed admits publicly that there's a significant risk of recession. It means he thinks we're going to have a recession if we're not already in it. You know, they had negative growth in the first quarter, and I think like zero growth in the second quarter. I think technically we may be in it, because a recession, I believe, technically means negative growth two quarters in a row. So I greatly fear we're headed to stagflation. I'm old enough to have lived through that, and it's not very pleasant.
That's terrible.
I wanted to talk sports. I mean, you're right.
I know all of this
in the near future.
It's so depressing. And I say this tongue in cheek, and I hope I don't offend people by saying this, but maybe the Biden strategy right now, when you talk about brownouts, energy issues for the summer, maybe their strategy is, hey, the housing bubble may burst and then you won't have a home to cool. So you got that to look forward to.
Well,
that scares me too.
Look, this is a feature. It's not a bug of his policy. He promised. Remember that campaign event where he promised that little girl he was going to get rid of fossil fuels?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Remember that clip?
This is a feature
of the policy. This is how they address climate change. I've been saying for years that when they talk about climate change policy, what they mean is much higher and less reliable, much higher cost energy and less reliable energy. That's their climate change policy. And that's what we're getting.
Oh, how about those Cardinals, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. How about that? Oh, you know, I'm trying to think. And, oh, how about this? With the Supreme Court ruling coming down on the abortion case, now people in towns, cities like St. Louis are probably preparing themselves for what could be more riots. So we got that to look forward to locally, too.
Oh, right, exactly.
How many things do we have to worry about?
Oh. Yeah, it's not, you know, it's problematic. And what can I say? I mean, you know, you get leadership like this and policies like this, and you're going to get results like this. So I think the people are going to administer a remedy in November, but I know things will start to change in the Congress at that point, but I don't know if these executive branch policies are going to change. So, you know, we may be going through this for a while. I remember the late 70s and the early 80s. And really, if they figured inflation the way they figured it then, they use a different formula now. We'd be at those inflationary levels. We'd be in double-digit inflation.
Right.
They changed the way they figured it. That's a whole nother story. But they did in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Move the goalpost some.
Yeah, that's what they did. And there's lots of reasons that happened. But that's where we're at, and that's why people are hurting so much now. I mean, it's like by the end of this year, people are going to have lost. It's going to be like everybody got like a 10% pay cut. That's what inflation does.
At Jim Talent on Twitter, bipartisanpolicycenter.org, Bipartisan Policy Institute. People can find you on there. Wow. So I guess for next time, we're going to have to prepare more Cardinal talk because I don't anticipate it getting much better. Thank you for joining us this morning on 97.1.
Thanks a lot.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.